This podcast is a feature segment pulled right from the full Green Divas radio show. Enjoy. I had a wonderful opportunity this week to go down to the United Nations that was in session. I've never been there during that time. The president was in town and a bunch of dignitaries and people from around the world. I was at an event with WECAN, which is Women's Earth and Climate Action Network. Wow, wow, wow. A room filled with super powerful women from around the world that are focused on the issues of climate change, how it affects women, and how women are on the front lines of making change. So I had the opportunity for the first time to hang out and work with one of our sister shows on the GDGD radio network, The Many Shades of Green. Host Max, also known as Max Margot Rubin, and producer Abba Carmichael joined me. They had remote recording equipment. I sort of tagged along. Max did the heavy lifting on most of the interviews. And their show will feature that material, but they were gracious enough to share some of the wonderful clips with us.
It's Many Shades of Green. We're at the UN at an amazing conference to build awareness of the issue with women and climate change.
I'm going to read their mission statement. WECAN engages women, grassroots activists, indigenous and business leaders, scientists, policymakers, farmers, academics, and culture shapers in collaboration. Our goal is to stop the escalation of climate change and environmental and community degradation while accelerating an implementation of sustainability solutions through women's empowerment, partnerships, hands-on trainings, advocacy campaigns, and political, economic, social, and environmental action. Boom! It's a pretty powerful mission statement. So the event was Global Women's Climate Justice Day of Action. The theme was Women Speak, on the road to Paris, COP21, and beyond. It was held at the UN for a reason, because it is a global time of action, and preparing for Paris, which is a global call for action from global leaders. One of the interesting things, and I think this WECAN is formulating and has formulated a sort of policy statement that they want to present to these leaders, and they are presenting to leaders at the UN. But their understanding is the call to action in Paris is going to fall short of what we believe should be done. So it's about pushing on the road to Paris, but also beyond. Very, very powerful stories and inspiration from women around the globe at this event. These women are on the front lines of the climate crisis, fighting for action. So the founders, it's founded by a couple of amazing green divas who are serious about making a difference for women around the world. Sally Ranney, one of the co-founders, has an extensive bio. Like, I couldn't even begin to scratch the surface, but it includes being appointed by President Reagan to head up the President's Commission on American Outdoors. And she also was part of the Clinton transition team. But beyond participating in shaping policy on a very high level, she's, among many things, president of the American Renewable Energy Institute. And the list goes on. She's a powerhouse. And her opening remarks focused on consumerism, and she included some very stunning statistics. So we're really looking forward to having her on the show soon to talk about how we can consume less and be more conscious of where our dollars are going when we do consume and how they affect the people that are in that sort of production process, because it's more than we all think. So stay tuned for that. We did get a chance to meet and talk with Osprey Oriel Lake, who's the other co-founder. She was really the mistress of ceremonies and did a magnificent job of organizing the event with the help of many people, I know. She introduced the various panelists with sincerity and grace, and we did get a chance to speak with her, and here's what she said about We Can.
We are working nationally and internationally with women around the world to build a global women's climate justice movement and to really highlight women on the front lines of climate change.
She spoke to us a bit about what inspired her to start the organization, and then Max went on to ask her about specific examples of how We Can has impacted the world.
One of the projects that we're really excited about is that we are working with our partner organization in the DR Congo, and the project has to do with protecting the Itombe rainforest. And, you know, one of the big things about climate change is we must save our forests. They sequester carbon, and also we need them to breathe. There's the lungs of the planet. And there are several major forests around the world, and the Congo Basin is one of the major ones. And so we're working with SAFECO, our partner organization in the DR Congo, to work with pygmy women, indigenous women from the Itombe rainforest region. And we've been able to help them with restoring land that had already been cut down through illegal harvest, timber harvesting, replanting trees. At the same time, we're bringing in clean cook stoves so the women themselves are not cutting down more trees that are destroying the forest, bringing in solar devices so that they can have light at night. And it's sure, all these technical things, but there's the beauty of lifting up women's voices to protect their land and future generations and connecting them to a global network.
Before the panel discussion began, we had a chance to chat with a few of the people involved and attending, like our wonderful friend Harriet Sugarman, also known as Climate Mama.
We are here at the Women's Earth and Climate Action Network partner event on women and climate justice. I'm here as a representative of Climate Mama because parents all over the world, and particularly here in the U.S., have to have a more active role in working on climate solutions. We need to do that for our children. There are justice issues from a health perspective for those children and from the connections we have with other women all around the world. And I'm very excited to be here with so many wonderful spokeswomen who are here to talk about the role of women on climate justice and climate solutions.
Always glad to see young folks involved in climate action. We got a chance to speak to a nice young woman, Karina Franca, student ambassador of Children's Environmental Literacy Foundation, called SELF, who focused on water accessibility.
I joined SELF because I wanted to, you know, talk about, like, sustainable ideas with other kids in my area and, like, voice ideas, like, for, like, the nation and internationally. And one of the particular areas I work with a lot in SELF is the freshwater crisis. And we work with an organization called Vestergaard, where we demonstrate the Life Straw, which is a point-of-use water filter, at expos, and we organize panel discussions about areas like this. And one of the things I've done, like, with SELF and with my school was at Hackley, we organized a Take Back the Tap campaign where, with the goal of eliminating bottled water use on campus and turning over to, like, more sustainable uses. So being part of SELF has been, like, a great experience for being able to connect with, like, other environmentalists that are kids and adults, like, in my area and, like, around the country. Yeah.
A particularly strong theme of this event was Indigenous women from the U.S. and around the globe. Many of these women are on the front lines of climate change and are experiencing serious climate injustice. And as a result, women like Patricia from Ecuador are literally putting their lives on the line to help preserve their forests, our forests, and stop oil companies from destruction, extraction, and the release of carbon that is leading to catastrophic climate change. Patricia spoke through her interpreter, and I'll leave the original answers as well so that those of you who want to practice your Spanish can try to keep up with her.
Soy del pueblo originario Quichua de Sarayaco en la Amazonía de Ecuador.
She's from the Quichua community of Sarayaco in the Ecuadorian Amazon.
Bueno, soy una de las expositoras. Nosotros venimos una misión de mujeres. Primero a denunciar las cosas feas que están pasando en Ecuador. Y segundo, también para participar en esta conferencia hablando sobre nuestra propuesta, sobre lo que hacemos para mitigar el cambio climático y cómo vamos a participar en París.
So first, I'm here to express my concerns, urgent concerns, on the current situation that's taking place in our country right now. And secondly, here to share our proposals and our solutions about mitigating climate change and also our plans for COP21 in Paris.
This organization has a board that includes Dr. Jane Goodall, Dr. Vandana Shiva, and Ted Turner. Yeah, you heard me right. In fact, I got to meet the man himself. I got a picture of him and hope that some of his media mogulism would rub off on me. So the organization isn't just fueled by women, but also by insightful men who understand the power of women, the power that women have to change the world. To find out more about WeCan, please visit wecaninternational.org. Be inspired. Get active. Get out there, Green Divas. The podcast you just listened to was a feature segment pulled right from the Green Divas radio show. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Green Divas radio show. Be sure to look for this and other Green Diva Network podcasts on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, iTunes, Swell Radio, and Spreaker. Get social with the Green Divas on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Subscribe to the Green Divas YouTube channel to watch them in action. And for all the latest good green news, visit thegreendivas.com. That's THE greendivas.com.